How are you feeling? Rosie was a worrier, Kaya had realized. She was the sweetest woman, though, and Kaya knew that it was all in good spirit. I'm honestly fine, Kaya said, smiling to reassure her. I get enough worrying from Caleb already. So, instead of talking about me, why don't we talk about this? Rosie smiled widely. It's beautiful, isn't it? Rosie had brought the most glamorous dress Kaya had ever seen. It was a lovely iridescent silver, shifting and swirling with Kaya's body, as if each movement was a question and it was answering her. It looked almost magical, with pearls studded on the bodice and a blood-red sash hugging Kaya's waist. They were standing in what had become Kaya's room, but was actually Albert's. She looked a bit out of place in it, wearing something too elaborate. Rosie didn't seem to think so. The colors are traditional, you know. But I don't know that we've ever had a Luna who has suited them so well. Kaya flushed. Traditional? Rosie nodded, arranging Kaya's hair to rest in delicate curls around her pale shoulders. The silver represents the moon. There are lycanthrope legends that hint that we were born from the moon. And the red? Kaya asked, touching the satin sash. Rosie's smile faltered. It represents blood. Blood? Her stomach sank. But I think there are two ways to look at it. One, Rosie said, taking Kaya's hands, is that it represents death. Kaya felt her eyes sting when she remembered what Caleb had said.
I selfishly brought you here.
She wouldn't lie to herself. She'd been scared. She lived through so much since she'd been here, and she wasn't naive. She knew she was in danger, even if Caleb watched over her. But it was that very same thought that had let her conquer her fear. As long as she was with him, she could do anything, be anything, bear anything. The other, Rosie said, meeting Kaya's eyes, is that it represents family. Rosie's expression changed to a soft yet brilliant pride, like early morning sunshine. Kaya nodded nervously. I like the latter much more. Rosie laughed warmly. Me too. Family. She wasn't even entirely sure what family meant or if that was what she had now. The lunar ceremony, more and more, was beginning to feel like a marriage. The silver she wore seemed like a wedding dress, shining and falling fluid against her body. A wedding. Kaya wasn't sure she was ready for this. But at the same time, she knew that it wasn't the same as a human wedding. It was a commitment, yes, but it didn't hold the same meaning. She was as much dedicating herself to the pack as she was to Caleb. Still, it was a big deal, and Kaya's limbs felt weirdly weightless. Her bones had hollowed out like a bird's. A gasp jerked Kaya from her thoughts.
You look beautiful.
Kaya turned to the door. The girl she met in the entrance hall, Jada, was standing agape in the doorway.
Are you a goddess? She asked, approaching Kaya. Maybe a princess?
Kaya laughed, feeling a bit awkward.
Not last I checked.
Well, you could have fooled me, Jada said, smiling widely. She had a beautiful smile that lit up her brown eyes, but seconds later, it vanished.
Listen, Luna, she started, clasping her hands together. I wanted to apologize.
Kaya turned to face her.
What for? For not taking you to see our Alpha when you needed to see him, she said, her face collapsing.
Her curls fell forward when she bowed her head.
I'm sorry.
Kaya didn't know what to say, so she just stepped forward and took Jada into her arms. At first, the girl tensed noticeably. Jada's confusion intruded in Kaya's mind from where they touched. She didn't know what to do in the situation. Her Luna was hugging her. She wanted to show respect, but her Luna-to-be was gentle, kind, and warm. Kaya could feel Jada's hesitance melt away. She could feel how earnest Jada was the moment she touched her new friend.
Thank you,